こんにちは。
こんにちは。
まみちゃんは今収録ができない状態なんで、今日はえみちゃんが手伝ってくれてるよね。
よろしくお願いします。
お願いします。まみがいないと本当に大きな穴が開いてしまうけど、収録できるようになるまではこうやって適当にやっちゃいます。細かく説明することはできないけど、まみちゃんは今本当にいろんな大変なことがあるんで、みんなもサポートしてくれたら嬉しいです。はい、どうぞ。
一つ目、8月30日31日に12回目となるおっぱい募金が開催されます。これはスカパーの24時間テレビの企画の一部であり、参加者は賛同して募金した後に AV 女優の胸を2回まで揉むことができる。募金は公益財団法人エイズ予防財団に寄付されます。
終わり？
うん、終わり。
うん。On August 30th and 31st, Japanese porn actresses will be participating in the 12th annual Breast Squeeze event as part of an AIDS awareness program. The event has been held annually for the past 11 years and will be broadcast live on a Sky Perfect TV cable channel. The program is supported by the Japan Foundation for AIDS Prevention and has been held for 11 years. People who want to squeeze will need to donate to charity.And the rules are likely to limit squeezes to two per person.
どうよ、おっぱい募金。マイケルしたいでしょこれ。
It depends. Depends who's there. If Rio's there, I'm going.
Who?
Rio. Rio がいたら、金出すよ。
いや、なんか日本人っぽかったよみんな、女優の子。
Yeah, there's a quote from Serena, Lina. And she said, in English. I'm really looking forward to lots of people fondling my boobs, but I would be very happy if you would please be delicate.
優しくしてねってやつ。やかましいわ。そう。
Apparently it's an issue. That's an issue, and people squeezing too many times has been an issue as well.
だから2回までできれば優しく。2回までって受けるよね。2回でいくら払わなきゃいけない。
足りないよね、2回は。
Just a little taste of it.
もう it should be like time limit 30秒とか。
オッパブじゃないんだから。でもこれさ、24時間テレビの企画でやってるっていうのすごくない？だって24時間テレビってさ、家族みんなで見るものじゃない？なんか夏といえばみたいな。
うーん、
いや私見たことないんだけど。
But you have to have the channel, right?
Isn't it?
It's probably some adult channel, right? 普通の、like, 誰でも見れるやつじゃないでしょ。
大人用の24時間テレビとかあんの？
ありそう。
あんのか。そうかな。
Would you do this?
え、私が揉まれる方？
うん。
AIDSのために？
AIDSのためだよ。AIDSのために人が死んでるよ。You need to get out there.
いや別におっぱい揉まなくても寄付しろよって思っちゃうけど私は。でもさ、
yeah,
これね
but...
すごいのが、去年は5600人が来場したんだって。で、募金っていくらか分かんないけどさ、1人1000円とかの計算だと、あれ500万5、
1人1000円
だとしたらさ、結構な利益じゃない？だってさ、さすがに小銭出して父もませる。
もっと出してる人いるんじゃない？
あ、うんうん、そうそうそう、like、だから1人1000円としても結構なお金になるから、これいくらぐらい儲かるんだろうね。
A lot.
だいぶ。
A lot, but a lot of people have AIDS too.
そう、
I was looking into it a little bit, and globally 0.8% of people between the age of 15 and 49have AIDS.
1% 近くでしょ？ 100 人に1人ってこと？
Almost.
多くない？
Almost.
あ、そんなもんなの？
And in sub-Saharan Africa, 1 in 20 people have HIV.
マジか。
1 in 20だよ。
1 in 20?
Yeah, and it's estimated that there are 40 million people living with HIV AIDS today.
日本はどれくらいなの？
日本は少ない方。
少ない方な。
でも it's still a lot of people.
怖い。しか言えないな。
People need to be safe. So AIDS stands for Acquired Immunodeficiency Syndrome. And I guess you get HIV and eventually it becomes... Yeah, AIDS. Magic Johnson has had AIDS for how long now?
あの人HIVじゃなかった、AIDSだっけ?
Oh, is it still HIV?
わかんない、細かいことわかんないけど、HIVな気がした。
It seems
HIV
like the...
HIVだとさ、最近なんかCure出なかった?
They get close like every year, and 結局 it's like not cured. Yeah.
AIDSは完全にアウトみたいな感じだよね。
If you get AIDS?
Wait, 何が違うの?
HIV causes AIDS, I think. You get HIV and it's dormant for like 10 years or something crazy. Maybe less, maybe more, I don't know.
じゃあHIVの間は辛くないの?
そう。
あ、そうなんだ。
そうだと思うんだけどえ、
じゃあ一生HIVの人とかいるの? AIDSに進化しないみたいな。
I think it if, well, it's just a matter of time, I think. I'm not sure. It's weird. There are actually people who think that AIDS is not real.
どういうこと?
Like, there is a huge AIDS denial movement. There's a well-credentialed doctor by the name of Peter Duisberg. He's like this German virus expert. And he thinks that AIDS like doesn't exist.
その心はないよって言われても。
Supposedly he has some argument for it, but he's completely rejected by mainstream science.
AIDSはない、HIVもないっていうこと?
Well, he says that HIV exists, but that it never results in AIDS. Because HIV is very I forget the particulars, but it's a very unique disease and that it is dormant for so long and then become and results in this AIDS where I think most viruses don't do anything like that. I'm not a virus expert, but what do you think about the just women putting themselves out there for this? Like, I feel like this wouldn't happen in the United States, for example, just because of the attitudes towards the objectification of women.
Right. 最近だったらないけどね。なんか昔だったらアメリカでもさ、あの、topless car wash みたいな。なかった。なんかガソリンスタンドでトップレスのお姉ちゃんが洗車してくれるみたいな。のチャリティみたいな。絶対行く。行くよね。
But that's different because they're not being like felt, you know? I feel like the actual squeezing part, the touching part, is
ちょっと。How
is it that this has been okay in Japan for 11 years, but then a girl will get arrested for 3D printing her vagina? Like, it doesn't make any sense, right?
Yeah, 確かに。ね、そうだよね。こんな堂々とやってるのにね。 I know it's for a good cause, but
it's a good cause in that it contributes to solving the AIDS problem. But what impact does this have on the status of women in society? Right?
いい傾向ではないと思う。けどこんだけ流行っちゃってるからね、どうなんだろう。
Like, I wouldn't want, even if it was for charity, I wouldn't want my daughter to do this.
I
wouldn't want her to be a porn star.
そうだね、みんなこれAV女優がやってるからね。
They can do what they want,
I guess.
If they enjoy it.
まあ、握手会だけでもさ、日本中のエッチいおっさんとか来そうじゃん。
Yeah. They had some incident recently with that, right? Someone brought like a like some weird cutting wire or something.
To where?
to like one of those handshake events
for AKB かなんかのじゃなかった、なんか
And people show up with semen on their hands.
Oh my god.
So they want to like shake hands with the semen on their hands.
That's so gross. ずっと手に持ってんのかな。自分のいつ出すんだろう。どのタイミングで。絶対臭いじゃん。最悪。
多分出来たてじゃないんだよね。
列待ってる間に。せっかくなんでみたいな、
うん、
でもさこれおっぱい触んなくてもその AV 女優がいるだけで結構人集まると思うんだよね。
うん。Well, even if people don't go, there are people that are watching on TV and stuff.
それで募金するみたいな。
うん。
おっぱい揉まなくていいんじゃないかな。
次。
はい。チャンネルニュースアジアは日本における過人あれこれじゃないか。
うん違う。
ごめん失礼しました。中国の浙江省に住む44歳の陳さんという男性が腹痛と血尿に悩まされ病院に受診したところ、血尿は月経であり実は男性ではなく女性であることが発覚した。CT 検査をした結果、陳さんのお腹の中には子宮と卵巣が確認され、念のためにやはり行われた染色体検査でもやはり女性という診断がされました。陳さん曰く妻との性生活には何ら問題なかったという。
A 44-year-old Chinese man was surprised to learn that he is actually a woman on his period or on her period after a visit to the doctor during which he complained of stomach painsAfter a full examination, the doctors discovered that he had a full set of female reproductive organs, along with a penis, which he used to have sex with his wife for 10 years.
ですって。チンさん、チンチンなかったんだね。
No, he...
このセリフ私数時間ずっと言いたかったの。
But he, so he does have a penis, though. 一応。
ピーネスなのかな。でもさ、どっちも持ってる人っているよね。両性浮遊者っていうんだっけ。
Is he one of those?
I mean, if he had sexual intercourse with his wife
using his penis,
あったんじゃない。
うん、あるね。うん、But he has no Adam's apple.
そう、とヒゲもない。のどちんこと、のどちんこじゃない、なんて言うんだっけ、のどぼとけだ、のどぼとけとひげ。のど
ちんこって何。
のどちんこ、あの口の奥にあるやつ。
のどちんこって言うの。
いや、のどちんこって言う。What is it in English?
のど金玉じゃなくて
ちんこなんだよ。こんな二つないもん。
Your
炭素。
Tonsils、yeah?
炭素ってのどちんこなの。
だからのどちんこわかんない。
このあーってやった時にさ、
yeah, your tonsils.
この奥にブラーンとしてるちんこっぽいやつ、あれ tonsils なんだね。でなんだっけ。
Adam's apple. No Adam's apple.
とひげが生えない。
No facial hair.
でも音気づかないもんなんだね。性別、奥さんも気づかなかったってことでしょ。どういうエッチしてたんだろう。気づかない意味が私ちょっとわからないんだけど、これ考えれば考えるほどなんかすごいじわじわくる。
Yeah. Yeah, so he couldn't have sex with a man, right?
He couldn't have sex with a man?
He has no vagina, right?
チンコっぽいのがついてるんじゃない。
それが邪魔で He can't have sex with a man. But he is.
Sex with a man? I mean, you could technically have sex with
a man. I guess technically. As long as it wasn't vaginal sex.
でもさ、性転換する人、性転換、ホルモンのインジェクションとかでさ、女の人が男性ホルモン打ち続けると、クリトリスがでかくなる、チンコっぽくなるっていうじゃん。そんな感じだったのかな。
Yeah, well, actually, all males develop from the female.
もともとは female なんだよね。そうそう。
Yeah, so I don't know what the exact process is, but that's why men have nipples. Like, why do I have nipples? They're useless.
Kawaii jan.
Yeah, I just remember. I ended up having a conversation about my nipples. So,
What the fuck?
But what's more surprising is there are a lot of instances in China where couples can't get pregnant. Yeah, and it turns out they don't know
how to have sex
because
the sex
education is like not so good in parts of mainland China or like non-existent. It's not this guy's fault, but actually they said that he had been peeing blood like
every month.
Yeah.
It can't be good for you. There's something wrong with you,
stomach pain. Stomach pain. But peeing blood is worse than stomach pain, though. But he went to the doctor for stomach pain. Cramps?
Cramps, so.
It's bad enough that he went to the hospital, so. Students at North Carolina State University are developing a nail polish that changes color if it comes in contact with date rape drugs. The nail polish is called Undercover Color, and the company describes itself as being the first fashion company working to prevent sexual assault. The nail polish will utilize chemicals that react when in contact with Rohypnol, Xanax, and GHB. In order to test a drink, the user will have to stir it using their finger, and if the nail polish changes color, that will indicate that the drink has been spiked.
ノースカロライナ州大学ではデートレイプに用いられる薬物に反応するマニキュアを現在開発しています。マニキュアの名前は Undercover Color、直訳すると覆面の色と言い、このプロジェクトはファッション業界が初めて性的暴行行為を撲滅する取り組みに参加するとして話題を呼んでいます。この Undercover Color はデートレイプに多く使われるロペノール、ザナックスと GHB という薬に反応するします。マニキュアをした指で怪しいと思われる飲み物を数回指でかき回して色が変わったら陽性と分かるという代物です。
What do you think? Would you use it?
ああ、でも日本でデートレイプってあんまあるのかな？なくはないんだろうけど。もともデートレイプっていう言葉は日本で使われてるのかな？どうだろう。
I'm sure it happens a lot though.
簡単に言うと、多くの場合は男性が女性をちょっとね、お持ち帰りしたいから飲み物に薬を入れて、なんかそのまま持ち帰るっていうやつだよね。
Roofies とか。
そうそうそう。最近日本でもあったよね。集団、新宿前で集団、なんか大学生が集団で倒れてるみたいな。
へえ。
What? You don't know about this? すごいニュースになってたよ。
そう。
あれバイリンガルニュースでも話せなかったっけこれ。It's where なんか大学のサークルで、まあ飲みサーみたいなんだけど、
yeah.
何人かの生徒が、なんか変なピルにスピリタスとなんか変な薬物を混ぜて、女の子の飲み物に入れてたんだって。でそれがなんか、まあ、集団でなんか量間違えちゃったみたいで新宿駅の前ですごい大人数の大学生が倒れてて、
これいつだったの？
数ヶ月前だと思うよ。
I don't know if we talked about it I don't remember what we talk about, to be honest.
ああ、私もバイリンガルニュースよく聞いてるけど、話したような気がしなくもない。
I don't think so. I don't think so.
話した本人覚えてるでしょ。そう、まあそういうのがあったんだけど、
うん、
アメリカではアメリカとかまあ海外とかでは昔からよく聞く手口だよね。
うん、すごい多い。
うん、
In fact, anytime a girl is like gonna go to the bathroom or something, it's normal to ask someone to watch your drink for you.
ああ、日本じゃ想像できないよね。
But I feel like a lot of Japanese girls just go, take it on, come back and start drinking. Like、うん、they don't really think about that so much.
うん、うん、私は考えない。まあ飲み物置いてくことまずないと思うけど。
And there, in places like, Doppongi, there are a lot of foreigners there that could, spike your drink.
そうね。
Not that, not to say that foreigners are the only ones doing it, but, as a practice that's more common overseas.
You know, そうね。
It would actually be easier to do it to people in Japan, I think, because of the, みんな知らないからね。
いやいや、そうだね。うん、いいと思う。これまだ開発途中なんだね、これは。
うん、うん、
これ何色に変わるんだ、どういう仕組みなんだろうね。 It has to work instantaneously じゃない。
Yeah.
And, 5分くらいつけてなきゃいけないとか超怪しいもん。
Yeah, you can't drink your drink for a while.It's pretty genius though. The only thing is having to stir it with your finger.
そうだね。
That's kind of gross. No?
いいじゃん、自分で飲むんだから。
Really? But your hands might be like really dirty if you're at some bar somewhere.
まあ、どんだけ汚いのって。
I don't know. I wouldn't want someone else to stick their finger in my drink and like and whirl it around though.
そう、うん、そうだね。缶ビールとかね、どうしようもないしね。カクテル限定じゃないこれ。Stir around するの。
I guess people could drug your canned beer too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's why I'm saying you can't really stir around like a canned beer.
確かに。What do you think would happen? Like what would you do if you caught someone? Let's say.You come back from the bathroom and you like stir your drink, and then your nail color changes and says like, "This dude is a date rapist."
But
どうする？
誰が入れたかとか分かんなくない？トイレ行ってたら、まあそのままさなんかドリンクおごってあげるって感じでもらったら、you can tell it's that guy. But
let's say you can tell, you're just like, it's like you're on a date.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
Even at like some restaurant or something.
Ah, 超気まずい。
And you come back and you stir your drink and your nail color turns, I don't know, bright red or whatever.
Awkward. あ、この人素敵、最高なデートだなと思ってる時にそうなったら超ショックだよね。Fuck.
だから
どうするんだろう。
Call the police?
Call the police かな。だって直接言えなくない？
Oh, so I have like this high-tech nail polish.
逃げちゃうじゃん、絶対そしたら。
うん、
こっそり call the police かな。日本の警察だったら何もしてくれなさそうだよね。じゃない、
まあ、何でもそうじゃない。
まあそうだけどさ。どうだろうね。
it would definitely be awkward、
うん、でこの3つにしか反応しないの。ロペノール、ザナックス、GHB。
That's what it looks like、うん、right nowThere could be ways to detect more things. I'm not sure which exact chemicals are being used for date rape purposes, but I guess those three are like some of the main ones.
これでもすごいね。でもさ、技術的に結構昔に開発されててもおかしくないと思わない？なんとなく。Date rape とか昔からある問題だしさ。いや別に文句言うつもりないけど。That's a wonderful idea. 遅いって。遅いよね。
I want someone to come up with anti-痴漢 technology.
どうするの？
わかんないけど、とりあえず。
ざっくりな希望だな。
That seems like That seems like just a never-ending issue in Japan,
right? Yeah.
It's not changing. It's not like improving, right?
多分どうなんだろうね。
There's just more and more people, more and more packed trains. I know they have like the
女性専用車両。
あるんだけど、it's not everywhere and not everyone can ride that, you know?
そうだね。朝のラッシュの時しかないもんね。And it depends on the train line.
Depends on the line too.
あったりなかったり。時間はね、周りでよく聞くね、こういうのがあったとか。で、男性の被害者とかも最近よく聞く。
Who?
男が男に触られたりとか、女性に触られたりとか。
Really? I've actually had that once.
されたの？
Yeah. Some like middle-aged, like 本当に普通の OL。
女性にね。
Yeah, yeah.
触れ、どこどこ？前、後ろ？
前。
ギャーン！
Just like it was, I was on Denin Tochisen. And I just turned away.
Right.
And
did she follow you?
She like followed me a little bit, and then I kind of like made it obvious that I was aware.
ちんちん触んじゃねえオーラ出してみた。
Yeah, I didn't know what to do. I honestly,
そうだよね。
It's like really unexpected.
Right.
And I didn't know like, なんかいいことか悪いことかわかんない。
おばちゃん好みじゃなかったんだな。え、綺麗な人だったらどうしてた？めっちゃニヤニヤしてる。
It's weird. That's weird. Luckily, my stop was like right there, so I just like got off. And I was like, well, that was weird, but I don't know. I think it's different for men because I never felt like I was in danger. I never, you know what I mean?
It was just weird.
It was just weird. It was just weird. But I've seen it happen to girls.
Ah, so 目の前ね?
Yeah. I told this dude to stop, and he didn't stop. And so when I was getting off the train, I like hit this dude in the ribs, like as I was getting off.
Ah, so.
Yeah, I was so mad. Because he heard me. He like looked at me, and it was crazy. Nobody on the train did anything.
Oh, そうなんだ。やっぱそうなんだね。
Nobody on the train did anything.
一人言い出したらなんか次言いやすそうだけどね。
Well, the girl wasn't saying anything either.
Oh.
And it was really clear that they're like not dating.
Kimaz.
ね。次。According to a top UN official, Angela Kane, killer robots that can be programmed to open fire without human control are quickly becoming a reality, and military powers should agree to outlaw them. However, military powers have been reluctant to discuss the issue. Here is her statement. Any weapon of war is terrible, and if you launch this without human intervention, I think it's even worse. It compounds the problem and dehumanizes it in a way. It becomes a faceless war, and I think that's really terrible, and so to my mind, I think it should be outlawed. The decision is really in the hands of the states who have the capability to develop them.
人の操作を必要としない殺人ロボットが今世界的な討論を巻き起こしています。国際連合のアンジェラ・ケーンは次のように述べている。戦争に用いる武器はいかなるものも許しがたいが、人間の操作を必要としない殺人ロボットはさらに悪徳であり反対だ。戦争から人間性を奪うことによって元の問題を解決するどころか、状況がますますエスカレートするであろう。これらの武器の製作及び使用は力のある国々の判断のもとであることを残念に思う。
どうも。
殺人ロボット
来た。
はあ、私ロボットとかね、ロボット自体なんか気味悪くて嫌いなんだよねっていう問題じゃな 私の意見はどうでもいいかと。うん、
All robots?
うん、アイボとかさ、ああいうのも気持ち悪いと思う。
アイボ？
アイボって犬のやつだっけ？
うん。
犬、うん。
They、ま、yeah, they discontinued service.
あ、そうなんだ。
Like、修理とか、
うんうんうん、もう
やってくれないの。
何するのだったあいつ？
The robots?
Yeah.
They like Aibo.
Aibo、
うん、like kicks a ball.
いらないじゃん。
And、walks around. What does a real dog do?
No, but they're cute and fluffy.
ね。
マミのいつも言ってる fluffy だったらいい。
Fluffy. ふわふわ。
ふわふわだったらいいみたいな。
うん、
殺人ロボットね、でも。
But this makes it real.You know, the UN has acknowledged that this is a real issue that needs to be addressed.、
Mm-hmm.
The US and other developed countries have drones、
mm-hmm.
that are、yeah. flying around and
But bombing drones、people. Don't really do anything, right? So, they do?
They kill people.
Ah, so?
Yeah, so だよ。
それがまあ、え、drones も殺人ロボットってこと？
Drone も殺人ロボットだけど、The drone is like controlled by a person,、
right.
typically.
この controlled by 何人に操られてないってどういうこと？生きてるものを見たら何勝手に殺しちゃうの？
If it is programmed that way.、
うん、
so right now,、robots require human control, not for moral reasons, but、うん、because of technological reasons.
Right, right.
We don't really have the technology for robots to make those decisions on their own.
Right.
But as that technology is developed,、where robots are becoming more and more autonomous, it's like Google car, for example. The Google car like drives around by itself, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So,
それの人殺しバージョン。
それの、drone version.
恐ろしい。
Yeah. But, you know, why would you send a human who could die when you、mm. can send a robot, right?
でもこれを食ったらさ、ロボットガス戦みたいにならない？
But only for
あ、そっか。
the technologically advanced side. And, and some, one of the forces that kind of prevents war is compassion, is human beings, right?
Right.、うん、
that we have feelings and that we care. We care about other people. Robots have no reason to care.
Right.
And、as we put machines in between usAnd the victims, we conveniently.
ちょっと自分のせいじゃないみたいな。
We distance ourselves and make it、very difficult for us to have that sort of emotional connection with、mm-hmm. what is just, you know, another person like ourselves that we're killing with some autonomous robot, right?
うん。
うん。
反対。反対でしょ。よくなくない？
It's scary.
うん、アンジェラ・ケンさんと賛成ですよ、私も。
うん。What do you think's actually gonna happen, though?
殺人ロボット。まあ、使われるんじゃない？何回か。In the near future.
What's the difference between soldiers、
うん、
that obey orders、
うん、
no matter what?And a robot. Because soldiers are required by law to do exactly what they're told in combat, and they're not given the freedom to make moral decisions, right? So what's the difference between a soldier like that and a robot?Those soldiers kind of serve the same purpose to distance、administrations from their victims, right?
That is true. 確かに。本来なら殺人ロボットだもんね、人間でも。
うん。うん。
一緒よね。
I guess.、
うん、
I guess, but the only difference is thathumans are capable of disobeying. Humans are capable of revolting.
だったならロボットの方がね、 what's the word? Effective かもしれないけど、だってそのロボット使ってる国の方超悪者に見られない？だって人間対ロボットだったら絶対人間の方がね弱いじゃん。弱いっていうかロボットも壊れづらく、壊れづらく作られてるんだろう
し。 I kind of think that robots can't be evil.
Well, they're not good but, or evil. Yeah. They just do what yeah, they're programmed yeah. to.
So, it needs to be very clear who has the responsibility for what a robot does.Right.
そうだよね。これだってさ、間違えて仲間とか殺しちゃったらどうするの？ Or like, yeah, 関係、war に関係ない人殺しちゃったら誰がどう責任取るんだろうね。
Well, what about the Google car? What happens if the Google car runs over someone and they're dead?
Google からたっぷりお金もらうんじゃない？ Google だったらいけそうよ。
But I mean, it could. I mean, is that enough?Is that something that we're okay with? If a Google car just runs someone over dead, runs over some like 3-year-old girl, who's responsible for that? The software? It could just be a glitch. It could be a bug, you know, and no software is perfect. Should there be, you know, obviously the driver is not responsible.
いないからね。
There's like some dude in the back playing Candy Crush as this as this Google car drives him around. So who's responsible?
会社じゃない？
そう。
Google に丸投げでしょ。
I guess so. I guess so. Do you know who Asimov is?
Is he an astronaut?
No.
あれ違う。
Isaac Asimov?
え、嘘、宇宙飛行士じゃないの？
違う。
2回もやっちゃった。誰だよ。
Isaac Asimov is he's an author, science fiction author, who wrote pretty much exclusively about robots and the rise of machines and robotics and robots having emotions and all this stuff. But he came up with what he calls the three laws for robotics. And the three laws...For robotics, according to Isaac Asimov, should be that a robot may not injure a human being or, through inaction, allow a human being to become injured, or be harmed. The second law is a robot must obey the orders given to it by human beings, except where such orders would conflict with the first law.Which means that even if it's ordered to harm a human, it can't. And number three is a robot must protect its own existence as long as such protection does not conflict with the first or the second law.
じゃあとりあえずロボットは人間を傷つけちゃいけないっていうのがルール。でもそれはその作家が言ってることだけでしょ？
Well, it's just, yeah, it's just these laws that were come up, that were devised by this author. But they're generally accepted as being good principles for autonomous robots. And this was like a long time ago. When did this guy come up with this?
ね、有名な本だと何書いてんのこのアシモフさん。
I, Robot, the movie with like Will Smith.Yeah, I think that's based on his book. But yeah, Asimov. When did he write that? ごめん、ちょっと今調べてる。He was writing in like the 60s and stuff. 40s. 超前だよ。
だいぶ前だね。
Yeah.
でもあの映画でもさ結局人間とバトってない。
Yeah. So one of the themes that he would write about a lot is the machines becoming self-aware. That's another thing we have to worry about. That if machines become aware of themselves instead of just doing programs, then they maybe begin to act on their own and not necessarily do what they were programmed to do.
Right, yeah.
Right. Hopefully we're just dead before this happens. And that's the plot of like the Matrix とかいろいろ。
そうだね。怖いじゃん。やっぱロボットやだ私。
You know, Google is Google bought a bunch of robotics companies. DARPA とか、not DARPA. I mean Boston Dynamics.
知らない。
They've bought like 6 major ones recently.
どんなロボット作ってる会社の?
Well, DARPA was hiring Boston Dynamics to develop humanoid robots that are capable of like opening doors and climbing over things and doing push-ups and running.
Push-ups したところで別にどうでもいいんだけど持ち主がpush-upsしろよって感じ。
Yeah, as well as like a cheetah and robots that look like a horse or something.
使えるの?実用的なの?そのロボットたちは。だってチータのロボットなんかいらなくない?お金いっぱい使って。
But it's really fast. It's really fast.
So?
So if Osama bin Laden's like running and you release the cheetah robot, he's fucked.
So.
Right?
そうね。
Release the cheetah robot and that thing will just go...just flying at like 200 kilometers an hour and dive on a dude.
Cheetah じゃなくていいじゃん。It could be like a 普通の helicopter that goes really fast.
いや、チーターの方がいいんでしょ。
かっこいいから。
かっこいいし。But we don't really, I don't think humans are good at designing things from scratch. It's much better for us to copy a design because we can...study a cheetah and see how it's able to move so fast and turn so sharp and stuff. And so we like try to copy it. Yeah. But if we just try to make some weird ass helicopter, like some, what, like some tiny mini. Cheetah より?
超 anti-cheetah
robot. なんでだよ? まあそのぐらいかな。
今日は少なめだね。
今日は4個だけ。
私仕事が遅いもんでなかなか決まらなかった。
まあ we're 適当にやってるから。
本当すいません。自分なりに do my best しました。
the transcripts transcript for 寮の特別編をアップしましたのでチェックしてみてください。エミちゃんありがとうございました。
ういっす。
お疲れ様です。
また来るとは思わなかったよ。
はい。